Welcome back to ASM Sakai, where we're just talking about huge respect to Shangri-La because he's gonna come back season 2 in October. So I wish all animes do that. We all do.
I know.
Without further ado, make sure you like and subscribe, and let's talk about One Piece episode 1099. Go, Amy.
This was the episode. So in the previous episode, I believe Vegapunk told Luffy that you need to get me away from this island because the government is coming after me because I've been talking a lot. And then at the end of the episode, we see Lucci. Is that his name?
Rob Lucci.
Rob Lucci and his clique.
Pigeon guy. Pigeon guy.
CP0 coming in. And they landed on the island. And this time, I think this episode was pretty good, pretty solid. We know that it's about to start. We know that shit's about to go down. Lucci, I believe, killed one of the Vegapunk, the robot's
chick. Atlas.
Okay, so, and I think while Luffy was running away, that's where he turns and he sees Lucci first, and then he sees the robot chick dead on the ground, right? One thing I don't understand is Luffy fucking killed us. I mean, Luffy fucking destroyed Lucci in a fight.
But we have to understand this too, right? Lucci was much stronger, but he underestimated Luffy's spirit. I think there Lucci was still stronger at that time. He gear 3,
yeah, but gear 3. Gear 2 Luffy already destroyed Lucci. Why are these people
gear 3, prepared? Gear 3 Luffy did.
No?
Yeah. Yeah. He was gear 2 and 3 in that arc. Yes.
Did he gear 3? Oh, the big gear 3.
Gear 2, Gear 3
Luffy already destroyed Lucci. And these people are shit scared of him.
No, it's not that. Lucci is still strong. I think Luffy has this way of winning even the toughest situation when he's at the last moment. He just has that luck factor.
You mean a plot armor?
There's a theory there. It's whatever Usopp says comes true. And Usopp was screaming, "Get up, Luffy! Get up!" And he gets up and he wins.
So everything...
his statement Luffy, comes true!
So, yeah, that's another thing. Like, Usopp things come true all the time. But I think Lucci was still stronger. Luffy just won. Just like most of his fights, even though like he won against Kaido, there's a lot of people going like, did he really win? So
yeah, I mean, it wasn't Luffy like a 101 course.
We see Luffy going through that course, but then we're like when he fought Crocodile, he won because but he like, grabbed blood around it and just started hitting him.
Yeah, so, I mean,
there's different ways Luffy has won, but it's never been where we're like, oh, he's not in that power level yet.
And besides, like the other crew, I don't think they could beat Lucci.
At this point, they should be able to.
Not the one that was crying about it. Like, there's no way Usopp could beat Lucci, right? Like, this
Chopper can. You think
Usopp is considered the NPC of Straw Hats, right? Unless you're talking about God Usopp, because he's OP as shit.
So, who do you think on Straw Hats should be capable enough to go toe to toe?
Jinbei, Sanji, Zoro. I think Robin should be very strong at this point.
Robin.
Because after the whole devil, I think she should be very strong at this point.
The disrespect.
That would be interesting too, because Robin has grown exponentially. Her quirk or not quirk, her powers have gone, and maybe that would be her awakening at this point. Right?
See,
that would be her awakening. Like they're going at it, and Robin is like, "No, I'm going to take him down." Because I need to like prove something to myself, and that would be epic. But Zoro should be able to take him down, no problem. Number two.
So I think I agree with everybody except Robin in terms of how Lucci is. Like Sanji, Jinbei, and Zoro.
You think Jinbei?
Number three,
Jinbei,
bro.
Listen, Jinbei is
number three.
Jinbei is strong. Just because we're discredited. This guy survived against Big Mom. Remember. Like, he had to pay a penalty and he still
spinning
survived.
Spinning wheel. He didn't survive. He just did the spinning wheel.
He gave something. He had to give something up. We don't know what he gave up.
We don't know. They haven't told us, right?
Yeah, look, he is somebody that's respected and feared by a lot of people in this scene.
Well, he was a warlord, of course.
Exactly. So I agree with that thing. But Lucci, in terms, so now next episode, we obviously saw what's going to happen. Next episode is when Luffy and Lucci are fighting. That looks dope, by the
Gear
way. That shit five. Looks,
bro. Gear that fucking five.
So how close do you think in terms of strength are they going to be?
Gear five should be exponentially stronger, okay. And I mean strong as fuck. There, Luffy has gotten Snake Man. Gear 4 after his fight with Lucci. There, and I'm not saying Lucci didn't get stronger, but Luffy has grown quite a bit.
Also, okay.
Quite a bit. Okay. Even his new, the yellow aura thing, he knows how to do now. The one but he
think,
beat Kaido
with. I think that's what Oda did too, where he, even though we didn't see Lucci training, I think there's a different level to him, and he's showing it right now.
So we'll see it. We'll see right away that he also powered up quite a bit.
I mean, they showed it in the preview. They always showed it kind of in the preview.
If I say that Luffy have, if I'm talking about power level kind of thing, if I say that Luffy at Gear 3 was, let's say, 60, and at Gear 5 he's gone to 70, 80, Lucci should be at this point 60, 65. Compared to Luffy,
so you're saying Lucci should be more on. So Lucci should be more on Zoro, Jinbe, and Sanji's level, and not on Luffy's level. Okay, I agree.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Luffy, I agree.
At this point, Luffy is a fucking warlord. He's not even like
emperor,
among
emperor. Yeah, yeah, he's emperor.
By the way, I think that's. I think when you and I were reading the manga, that's the best part about this episode or chapter. Is like
They can't fuck with him. They can't fuck with Luffy.
I think the beginning of the Egghead Island, what we love so much is the amount of respect that Luffy constantly gets. And saw a taste of it. Yeah, the straw hat gets. Yeah, and it's like, yo, you can't just start a fight with the Yonko. That's the not allowed.
Started. Last time Luffy started. Yeah.
No, Luffy started. Not Lucci, Luffy started.
No, they kidnapped Robin.
What are you talking about now?
CP9. No, I'm talking about last time.
Well, last time Luffy wasn't all that big of a deal. This time,
yeah, he wasn't. They're like worried about like CP0. Like, no matter what, Lucci is strong overall, right? In the One Piece world, right? And then said, like, hey, chill the fuck out, right? Like, that's a Yonko now. You can't just go.
But Lucci did say, I think he said something like, oh, I won't start it. But then they panned it to Luffy. Because what they were trying to say, Luffy's been started. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, the moment he touched Atlas, I was like, this motherfucker asked for his death. She fed Luffy. Anybody who feeds Luffy is forever his favorite.
You are Luffy's companion, you are his Nakama, and he's gonna be taking care of you, right? So that's
like the Lucci could have burned the whole village and Luffy be like, what's happening? But the moment you hurt the person that fed him, done. You're dead.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Good episode. I think that's all that happened in this episode. Nothing crazy.
I am more excited about next week's episode. I don't care about this episode. After I saw that preview, I was just like, why? Why do I need to... 1100, bro. 1100 is going to drop with a huge bang.
It was a good episode. All right, let's rate it.
I think that's the one who's going to... I hope it breaks the internet.
It won't 1100? Break.
What, manga?
No.
Manga already passed 1100.
Passed 1100.
You mean next week's episode?
It's 1100 episode. Yeah,
It's not breaking the internet.
Bro, you saw the preview?
I did. It's not a milestone. It's not breaking the internet. The milestone would have been great.
I don't know. I think you're going to be in for a treat. I'm just telling you. You're going in for a treat. As far as I remember, the next week's manga is a pretty dope manga.
I understand, but. The Gear 5 announcement was a milestone. Was a big milestone. Now that Luffy has already achieved Gear 5...
Bro, Luffy versus Pigeon Guy? Come on.
No, you're thinking too much about it. I don't think that many people care about it to break the internet. One Piece fans Luffy? Love it? No. You talk with Gear 5, the Drums of Liberty, people that don't even watch One Piece knew about this.
It's happening again tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow. Next week.
Honestly, people don't know. We know as One Piece fans because we watch it. So I'm excited for what we see next week. We already know Gear 5 is coming, but people that have no idea what Gear 5 is or no idea what's going on, they haven't heard it because it's not like that big of a deal. We've already seen it. My only wish is, I'm hopeful they don't fuck it up like Gear 5 by adding flashbacks and side story. That's what I hate about One Piece.
Rob Lucci's flashback coming.
Bro, honestly, it would piss me off. If they start the fight and they start showing us how Lucci got into CP0.
Lucci went through, all the pain and trauma he had to go through.
Or they start showing what's happening on the Egg Island instead of the fight. Like, you get 5 minutes of fighting versus 15 minutes. I don't think... They've already done it to us.
No, I'm just saying, it's not an episode that's going to break the internet, because in part, while the title says Luffy versus Lucci, I don't think the fight's that long.
That's
going
to be the last 2 minutes. It's going to be the last 2 minutes of the whole
No, life. I think, yeah.
If so, you give us 18 minutes of like them talking, oh, how did you become a part of CP0? Oh, I am a Yonko now. And then you move on to Robin's story.
Yeah, no, I think by the time you have that, the halfway point, I think it might be done.
That's what I mean.
I don't know how they're gonna stretch it
I think at least it's two, three episodes. I think
the part that is gonna be most exciting is after this fight where it goes to, well, I don't wanna say other parts.
I just feel knowing Oda and numbers, 1100 is a huge one. That's what
Oda doesn't control the show, right? Like,
he has a final say. He has a final say.
He has a final say, but I have noticed that he's pretty lenient on that. I don't think. Yes, I think the showrunner, because it is 1100, they'll try to go crazy, and I think we're gonna get a good, nice 5 minutes of Luffy going.
You know what I mean? 5 minutes, like.
I just don't think it's gonna be like 15, 20 minutes.
Let's see what the hype is around on X. X is usually will tell you what the hype is, like, oh, we got this animator, we got this drawer, this.
Well, it's One Piece. It's good. Yeah, I mean, I already saw a lot of that. Like, oh, the director is announced and people are talking about it.
The lady from 1000 was pretty good. She flexed hard. She was pretty damn good. And
Let's be honest, One Piece anime is. Yeah, it's solid.
Let's rate the episode. Go, Amy, go.
7?
Oro.
Go ahead, Sui.
I actually was not in the mood to watch One Piece. Can you, like, for the first time, I was just like, I don't want to watch this week's anime. It just had so many good animes. I watched Solo was good. Kingdom was good. I was just like, I don't know if I want to watch One Piece, because I already know what's going to happen. But I'm so glad I did, because it was so much fun. So I give it an 8.
I'll take the middle, 7.5.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah. Okay, so we're excited for next week's episode. I hope and I pray if it gives you, you know what? If they give us one full episode of One Piece, I'm putting it back in my top 5 anime. I'm putting it back in.
What? What do you mean, one full episode?
One full episode of nonstop fight.
No, it's not happening. I'm sorry. Like, this is what I'm trying to calm it down a little bit.
If it happens,
I'll be shocked, and I'll give it a 10 out of 10 as well.
Let's go with that. Make sure you like and subscribe, and I hope our prayers come true and they give us one full fight of chaos, one episode. We'll be back next week. Peace out.
Peace.